Good morning and welcome to day 27 of our daily Lenten video series here at Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. I'm Pastor Scott and we're continuing on this theme of God's story, our story. And today it's the Giants home opener. I mentioned yesterday that you want to be sure to have your DVR set or making time to attend or watch the game on TV. I'm actually not at the game. And actually when you're watching this, I'm not even sitting here. But for the time being, I'm sitting here looking at the street. I can see the street and the cars that go by. And if there was a parade coming, I would be able to see the parade from here. Well, unless a lot of people stood up in front of me, then I'd stand up. But today's reading is about a parade. It's about Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem. Whenever I read that and hear the crowd shouting, Hosanna, I'm reminded of parades. And I would say I'm not a parade aficionado necessarily. I can take them or leave them. I've been to a number of parades, big parades, little parades, and a few parades come to mind. And I know not everybody loves a parade. I mean, contrary to popular belief, or at least a Broadway song. So one parade is a town we lived in Santa Cruz County, just south of Santa Cruz in Aptos. We had the world's shortest parade when we lived there every 4th of July. That parade was about a half a mile long. It wasn't short time-wise because that parade was filled with locals, who kids riding their bikes with streamers in the spokes, and some of those kids would then ride their bike back up to the beginning and jump in and go down again. So it took like 2.5 hours for that half mile parade to complete, and most of the there weren't like really big floats in it. It was, you know, a lot of some businesses and old cars and you know the drill. So yeah, the world's shortest parade. I've been to the world's shortest parade, by the way. I don't mean to brag. And then when we lived in Connecticut in Cromwell, our town had a Memorial Day parade, and that it was about a mile and a half long, much longer, many fewer entrants. But that parade provided some inconvenience because they held it on Memorial Day, which the original Memorial Day was May 30th. And so they held it on May 30th, no matter what day of the week it happened to fall on, at 5 p.m. And it was on a major street, or a couple of major streets, coming through a major intersection in town. And right there in the middle of rush hour, those streets were shut down so that our little town could have our parade. And it wreaked some havoc with traffic, as you can imagine. Not everybody loves a parade, especially when it means you struggle to get home and it creates an inconvenience for you. As I think of Jesus entering into Jerusalem, those who were gathered on the side of the streets, those who were throwing their cloaks on the ground, those who were waving branches and yelling Hosanna were excited, clearly, for this parade that was coming. But there were certainly those in Jerusalem who weren't excited that Jesus was coming. There were those in Jerusalem who he would encounter 4 or 5 days later, and they would be the ones shouting, crucify him. So as I think about this parade, I am grateful that it's a parade I would want to see and be a part of. But I also remember that not everybody necessarily sees it as good news. And how can we help change that or affect that? Was a question for this Friday morning. It's good spending a part of this morning with you. I hope the Giants win today, as I do every day, and I hope to see you tomorrow morning, Saturday morning. Sleep in a little. Again, you have my permission or encouragement, and I probably will too. I'll see you then. Take care.